One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small.
And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Pig Boy when he's 10 feet tall.
Oh, my gosh, can you believe it? I'm so excited.
Hi, my name is Bart. This is Bart Cop Radio. It's show number 14. And I don't know if it's a practice show or if it's not a practice show. So many things going on, so many stories to tell. But right now, we're just going to have a good time. The Vulgar Pig Boy, since I talked to you last, so much has happened. Hell, if I had a daily radio show, so much would have happened since I talked to you last. The Vulgar Pig Boy has done screwed up double. Okay, so much to talk about. I'm real excited. I need to calm down. Calm down. I do my little home deal there. Start off, as we are wont to do, WONT, Shot at Chinako, first thing on the checklist. And it's real possible, with all the good news, we might have two shots at Chinako before this show's over. But can you believe it? Last night I'm in a chat room, and someone says, Bart, did you hear about Pig Boy? And I said, no. Tell me about Pig Boy. And they said he got fired from ESPN for being a racist prick. And I thought, yes, it's about time our side won one. And it didn't even take a Supreme Court intervention. Jesus. They should have seen, how could they not have seen this coming? The Vulgar Pig Boy, they knew a year before, they knew 5 years before they hired him. If you give that son of a bitch a microphone, he's going to go off on the blacks. You just know it. It's just in him. That's who Rush is. How in the world could they make a mistake that big? Unless they wanted him, it would be great to get a look at that contract. Wonder if he had some kind of per-show contract. I mean, it'd be one thing if they gave him $20 million for the year. Or what if they gave him, you know, $500,000 a show? And here he is after four shows, now he's gone. ESPN's got the big boost. Hell, I think they got more of a black eye out of it than anything. Why would you hire a racist bastard like that? Hi, welcome to Monday Night Football. David Duke sitting in tonight. Way to go, ABC. Way to go, Disney. Way to go, Eisner. What the hell were you thinking? Like a fucking Hugh Grant. What the hell were you thinking? Hiring the Vulgar Pig Boy. Oh, but there's so much going on. Rush, he's just got great timing, doesn't he? On the day he gets fired, his drug use comes out. He hires the maid to go get his drugs for him. Idiot. My good friend Bob in Oklahoma writes, he said, Bart, you have hit the quadrifecta, my fine friend. Rush on drugs, Schwarzenegger on breasts. Bush has a traitorous felon in his staff, and Rush's racism is all over national TV. Boy, you just can't beat that. I wonder, you know, it's funny how we get people drifting in and out of the page. You know, someday we get this many hits, someday we get that many hits, but I bet there was a lot of people thought about old Bart Thursday, October 2. Okay, so much to do. I need to calm down because I'm just really, I feel like Gore just won the election. It's just amazing how good this feels. And it's not that I delight in the other guy's bad luck, although in this case I am. It's just there's no one that deserves it more. I mean, Hannity doesn't deserve, maybe Wiener, just because Wiener's trying to be Rush times two. But Rush really, really deserves this more than anybody else. And there's so much to talk about. I mean, just on the drug front, CNN said he was doing up to 100 pills a day. Now, as someone who used to do drugs, if you're doing 100 pills a day, you can't go buy 100 pills a day. What you need to do is buy either 500 or 1,000. You know, you just can't go Monday 100, Tuesday 100, Wednesday 100. You just can't do that. You need to buy a quantity. So if he's been caught buying a quantity, if he's got 600-800 pills in his house or whatever, that's trouble. That could be Rush in prison. That could be squeal like a piggy for me, Rush. Oh, boy, this could be big for old Rush. But like I say, so much going on. Let me calm down a little bit. Tell you what I'll do. I'll stick on a tape of something here. I'll take a deep breath, and I'll be better when I come back. I'd like to remind everybody that for the best in Internet silversmithing, go to mickrasley-silver.com. That's mickrasley-silver.com. If Mick can't do it, it can't be done. You saw what he did with that Chinako belt buckle, and you've seen a couple more examples on the page. Give old Mick a call or give him a click and see if he can't fix you right up. Thank you, Mick, our only advertiser.
Correspondent Orlando Salinas in our Miami newsroom. Orlando? Bridget, according to both of those reports, a conservative radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh is allegedly being investigated by the state attorney's office in Palm Beach for supposedly buying illegal drugs there in posh Palm Beach County and supposedly using his maid, his former housekeeper, to buy those drugs. The Inquirer, the National Inquirer, broke this story. According to the paper, Limbaugh for years allegedly used his former housekeeper as a drug mule of sorts.
Chivalry is not dead. Rush uses his maid as a drug mule.
She would go supposedly to a local Denny's there in Palm Beach with money supposedly given to her by Limbaugh. The housekeeper, Wilma Klein, says she would buy OxyContin, Lorset, and Hydrocodone, all class 2 controlled drugs, the most powerful and addictive, I understand.
You know, I just have to wonder how that works. How do you use your maid as a drug mule? Okay, so Rush runs low on pills. And he says, Wilma! Poor Rush. Okay, so he grabs Wilma and says, Wilma, I'm short on drugs. Can you go down to the local Denny's and pick some up for me? I mean, how does that work? First of all, who does the negotiating? When you buy drugs, someone, you have to know a drug seller. And as a rule, I would suppose, although I would know, you probably would place a phone call and say, dude, got any, hydrocodone. I don't even know these drugs. I hate it. Now the drug is, Rush is more drug hip than I am. I don't even know these OxyContin, Lorset, and hydrocodone. I feel like such a Catholic. Anyway, Rush runs low on these drugs. So he goes, Wilma! And Wilma shows up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I wonder if she has an accent. Oh, damn. I wish she could do an accent. So Wilma Klein, 42. Listen to this. She's probably kind of a plump, portly kind of woman. You know, I can just see her with little her hair in a bun, wearing an apron. He says, Wilma, here's $300. Go down to the local Denny's and buy me a shitload of hydrocodone. How does that work? She walks into Denny's. You know, she looks around. You know how you get that suspicious, that Pulp Fiction deal. You walk in, you look left, you look right. You know, she's trying to... How does Wilma know what the dealer looks like? I mean, I guess over time she would, but the first time. How did that work? The first time he sent Wilma to go buy him some narcotics at the local Denny's. Okay, so Wilma goes in there. But wait, someone has to negotiate the deal. You know, you call and say, hey, dude, I need some hydrocodone. And the guy says, all right, I got some. I don't know what hydrocodone goes for. Let's say it's $5 a pill. He goes, oh, no, fuck that. I need 100 lot. I'll give you $350 for it. No, I need $450. I need $450. No, I'll give you $375, $4.25, $400. Okay, deal. So he gives Wilma $400. So here's Wilma walking into Denny's. She walks into Denny's. I wonder how the word. Maybe she grabs a booth and orders coffee. And then here comes this biker guy, you know, all jangling and leather. He's got the chains hanging down from his wallet. And he's, you know, boom, boom, boom. He pulls up in his Harley, causing a lot of attention. He comes in, sits down next to this 42-year-old plump maid with the bun in her hair and the apron on. And what? The waitress turns her back and they slide this under the deal. How in the world is Wilma going to count pills at the damn Denny's? What happens? Okay, Rush gives her $400 to come back with 100 pills. She comes back with 97. Rush is going to get it all. Where's my other damn 3 pills, Wilma? Oh, this is... if I had a staff and a writing team that could do accents, this would be funny. Okay, so he's got this poor lady running to buy drugs for him. OxyContin, Lorset, and Hydrocodone. And this lady said she went... She says he went through detox twice. Now, do you remember? Think back. I don't know. You know how time gets away. Was it a year and a half, 2 years ago? That's a dentist still like this. He kept getting calls. The callers would call and say, Rush, what's wrong? Are you drunk? And he said, no, I ain't drunk. What the hell are you talking about? I ain't drunk. And he said, well Rush, your voice sounds like your tongue is too thick. There's something wrong, Rush. What's wrong? And he said, no, I don't. Typical Rush arrogance, instead of trying to hide it, instead of trying to take a vacation, instead of doing anything else, he fought back. He told the callers they were stupid. He told them to take a damn bone out of their nose. He said, there's nothing wrong with this. What do you think? I'm talking like this? No, I ain't talking like that. I'm talking like this. And no time, it was terrible. He wasn't making any sense. He was slurring his words. Everybody, I mean, it was caller after caller. That's what pissed him off. Caller after caller saying, Rush, what's wrong? And I remember saying that I'm sure I teased him about having a stroke, but I remember saying at the time, and damn it, I can't find it in the back pages. Boy, we should have a prize. I'll send you a prize if you can find that. But somewhere in the back pages, I made the mention that Rush stayed at a certain level of drunkenness. You know, as you know, former club owner, lost $40,000. I got real good at spotting who's drunk, and I can tell. And I knew that Rush's problem was not alcohol, because alcohol, you can't be the same amount drunk at noon as you are at 2. You're either going to be more drunk at 2 or less drunk at 2 than you were at 12. And Rush's, his drunk level was consistent. So I knew it wasn't alcohol, and I don't know if I remember saying, gee, I wonder if it's pills. You know, it's easy to blame it on, you know, went to the dentist or Chevy Chase hurt his back, you know, that kind of thing. As far as we know, Rush didn't have any, I mean, I'm sure he's going to blame it on that cochlear ear implant, which I think was always a scam. It was very obvious on his show years ago that he was doing these drugs. Now, lately, he's seen fine. I don't know why he's getting busted for this now. I don't remember him slurring a bunch of words lately, but I am glad it came out.
A short while ago, on Limbaugh's website, this statement was posted. Take a look. I am unaware of any investigation by any authorities involving me. No governmental representative has contacted me directly or indirectly.
That has to be the most poorly drafted statement I've ever heard. Can you believe that? I'm unaware of any investigation. No government representative has contacted me. So, well, whoop-de-doo. Yip, 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 yahoo. As Rush would say, he's not aware of an investigation. Rush, why didn't you come out and say, I am unaware of any drug use of any kind. I have never taken any drug that was not prescribed by my doctor. I have never purchased illegal drugs, nor have I ever asked anybody to purchase illegal drugs for me. That's what you say when you're innocent. But no, he can't say that, so he says, I'm unaware of any investigation. Well, gee, Rush, it might help if you would address the subject. Are you doing drugs, Rush? I'm not aware of any investigation. Yeah, pig boy, you got caught. You got caught, and you're stupid on top of that.
According to Wilma Klein, you see it right there, she spoke to the Inquirer. She turned over email sent to her from Limbaugh, one allegedly read like this, supposedly sent to her by Rush Limbaugh. You know how this stuff works. The more you get used to, the more it takes, but I will try and cut down to help. Now, we spoke with the lawyer representing Wilma Klein, a guy by the name of Ed Shohat. He says that the housekeeper, Klein, is standing by her story.
Well, of course she's going to stand by her story. Her story's true. If her story was false, Rush would deny it. He would say, I categorically deny this. There has never been any kind of drug use of any kind, of any sort, in any way. No, but he can't say that. So he just, yeah, no wonder the lady's sticking to her story.
We also tried to get in touch with the state attorney's office in Palm Beach County to see if they would say anything to us. All they would say is they would not confirm nor deny that there is any investigation taking place involving Rush Limbaugh and any alleged illegal drug use.
I certainly don't know a lot about taking pills. Back in college, we had our pill period, but I don't know, you eat a couple, you go to sleep. It just didn't fit in with my plans, as Dick Cheney said. But it's real possible that this lady, narking on Rush, saved his life. You can't trust CNN for a goddamn thing. CNN said he was up to 100 pills a day, which, who knows, maybe it was true, maybe it was 3, and the whores at CNN just decided that 100 sounded like a better story than 3. But let's say for a second, what if that's true? Well, again, see, I don't know shit about pills. Sorry. I don't know much about pills, but I just can't see 100. Seems to me you take, I don't know, if you're wild and crazy and you've been eating them for a long time, imagine you take 6 or 8 or 10, but I just, you know, what are you taking, 10 an hour? And how do you wake up? I mean, what, during your waking hours, you're taking 10 or 20 pills at a time? It's kind of like in the old days, you hear about these rock stars that drank 2 quarts of whiskey before noon. I just don't see it. I'm 50. I've had my share of parties. I've had my share of binge drinking. But 2 quarts before noon, I don't know. I've never made a fifth before noon. I don't know if I've ever had a pint before noon. So it makes me wonder when they talk about 2 gallons before noon. But as far as Rush with 100 pills, if that's anywhere near accurate, it's real possible this Wilma lady saved his life. Do you remember a man named Elvis? Yes, I know you kids don't remember him, but back in the 70s, well, 50s, 60s, and 70s, there was an entertainer named Elvis, and he got into the pills. Why do people get into pills? Who wants to go to sleep? I can see getting into speed. I can see staying awake. But who wants to get into some sleep? So Elvis got into the pills, and he ate more and more of them. And a pill, a downer, is a depressant. It depresses and suppresses your body functions. Everything slows down. And I don't know how, maybe you build up the tolerance and you get the down feeling and you don't go to sleep. But anyway, Elvis ate so many pills, his body began to shut down. I'll bet there's probably not 5 people out of 100 that can tell you how Elvis died. But Elvis died because his intestines shut down. They stopped processing food. His intestines, that stuff down there, we'll call it, it hardened. I think cased is the word they use, but it could no longer go through the body, and that caused the chain reaction, kind of like that northeastern blackout we had a couple months ago. One thing shut down, that shut down the next one, the next one, the next one, and Elvis died. It would be my guess Rush was not that far along, because I don't know if the pills, see, I don't know nothing. If I had done more drugs in college, I could educate you, the people, more. But I don't know if eating pills adds to weight gain because Rush has lost weight, or maybe, I don't know, you eat to speed to lose weight. Anyway, very confusing. But the lady might have saved his life by narking on her. Maybe a couple years in the pen will straighten Rush out. Oh, that's such a fun thing to say. Say what, before we get too far along, let me get into some old business. It's possible you might notice a smoother, more consistent tone in my voice. That is because I am now speaking into the front of the microphone. Yep, the IQ of 64 has betrayed me. On show 14, he figured out which end of the microphone to speak into. You know, it's funny, someone sent me a couple of days ago a picture of Ray Charles, and it's not funny, and it's not his fault, because, you know, old Ray doesn't see that well. The microphone Ray uses is long and skinny, like a flashlight. And the poor guy, something happened, and he had the microphone pointed the other way, and so he was singing into the wire, and you could see the head of the microphone was pointed out towards the crowd, and someone got a picture of it, and like I say, it's not funny. But that's what old Bart's been doing. Here we are on show 14. Bart figured out which way the microphone works. So, yes, now I'm speaking into the front of the microphone, and it seems like before we were getting a whole lot of this stuff, a whole lot of this kind of stuff here, but now I'm speaking in the front of the microphone. Okay, that brings me to my good friend Tommy Mac. You know, person in my situation, you just don't know how much to tell. Sometimes you tell too much, sometimes you don't tell, and they say, oh, you could have told that. So let me gamble. I'll try to split it down the middle. As you know, possibly, we recently had the Poker Fest in fabulous Las Vegas. The night before Tommy left to meet us there, Tommy is a big-time recording engineer for big-time musical acts, such as the Snoopster. The night before he was to leave, the studio owner offered him a big something, nothing illegal. He just offered him a big prize to stay, to cancel his Vegas trip and go, and he said, I just can't do it. He said, I'm taking my girl to Vegas to meet Bart and to go to the big poker fest, big party. I just can't do it. You know, there's too many people, plans in motion, got reservations, got plane tickets. So he went. He was gone 4 or 5 days. So when he got back, he had to make up 4 or 5 days work plus the extra work. So anyway, that kind of knocked him out of, I guess it was practice show 13. Oh, my math is so bad. I called him to see if he wanted to get in on some show 14. And his answering machine said, I am on a cruise in Mexico. So, hey, things are looking up for Tommy Mac. But the good news is it's possible for me to produce a very bad-sounding show without him. So when we have breaking news like the Vulgar Pig Boy busted on drugs, the Vulgar Pig Boy loses his job, Arnold Schwarzenegger gets caught sticking his hand up the skirts of a bunch of women he doesn't know. I mean, hey, as a man, we'd all like to do that. But some of us, we keep our beast in the cage, you know, but Arnie, I don't have to keep the beast. I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. And all the other stuff that's going on. So, anyway, at some point we're going to have these really slick produced shows, but today's show proves that I can do a show when Tommy's not here. I think that came out right.
It's not people like me who have put codes on speech and codes on thought, but they band together and apparently they can ruffle enough feathers and scare enough people that if things that are said that don't approve, they don't approve of or don't meet with their approval, they can take action.
But Rush, you're already calling yourself a liar. Just yesterday you said, my comments this past Sunday were directed at the media and not racially motivated. Well, that was a lie. I offered an opinion. This opinion has caused discomfort to the crew, which I regret. I love NFL Sunday Countdown and do not want to be a distraction to the great work done by all who work on it. Therefore, I have decided to resign. Well, which is it, Rush? Did you decide to resign, or did they fire your Nazi ass?
But on the radio program, none of this affects me. And I say I've been used to this type of reaction to what I do for all of the years that I've been doing this.
I believe that statement to be true. Rush Limbaugh has been a lying Nazi pig for 15-plus years, and this kind of controversy has dogged him his entire career in politics, and it should have, and it's late. It should have caused him to be drummed out of the business a decade or more ago, because lying Nazi pigs should not be rewarded for slurring the blacks, the poor, the innocent, and the gay.
The great people at ESPN did not want to deal with this kind of reaction. And so I decided to resign and thank them tremendously for the opportunity. And I do wish them the best with their program.
You know, this has got to be just killing him. This has got to be, no matter what, when he dies, his obituary is going to be Rush Limbaugh, who had a really popular radio show, and then had a short stint as a football commentator on ESPN, but got fired because he was a Nazi whore, racist bastard, died today. Okay, going to close segment one with a little music. If you don't like the music, now's the time to bail. This is Michelle Branch, All I Wanted. This is the theme from Elijah Dushku's True Calling.
I try.